Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
In the process, we're going to be putting up some conversation we had with Jungle Jack Han over the years. Found out yesterday, like the world did, that he's suffering from dementia. And it's pretty bad, apparently. So we love Jungle Jack, and we're sad, and we're really proud of our relationship we have with Jungle Jack. And what may be even more sad is that we never met him. And I don't know if you have a relationship like that all these years. In fact, there was a lot of people tweeting us that had met him and bonded over the show. But they'd met him in business situations. Somebody was worked for some pet organization tweeted out that they had met Jungle Jack every time. Every year they met at somewhere in Columbus, and they would bond over, they'd talk about the show. So we actually never met in person, Jungle Jack, and we were planning to eventually. I know we were. We wanted to see
him. Yeah, I was reading this morning, the guy who runs the wildlife park outside of Wichita has worked with him a number of times. Yep. Actually, he's been on TV with him a number of times. Yeah. Anderson Cooper, Letterman, somewhere else.
So we know about Jungle Jack, obviously, and we mentioned that it didn't surprise this show too much, although it's still sad, because we talked to him last June, and his wife was guiding the conversation with us, and we all took a little thinking,
Yeah, that was the first time that Sue had to come on with him, and she had to.
And control the conversation.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and if you notice, the last couple seasons of the show, Sue was with him a lot, or his daughter was with him a lot, too, on the TV show.
Right. Thoughts go out to the Jungle Jack family, everybody. Love that dude. Right.
According to a survey, 67% of people now believe it is possible to fall in love with someone that you have not met in real life.
All because of COVID?
Yeah, part of this involves getting back out there and finally meeting people they've only seen on the app or on the phone.
So they actually have seen the person and they've talked to the person,
but
FaceTime-ally.
Not met in real life.
I'm not going to argue that, I guess.
Yeah, but video conference. I mean, you've still seen them. Interacted with the person. You've conversed. You've met them.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think
nearly
tough.
Half believe the connection they've had with people virtually will translate when they can finally meet.
Yeah. Wait till you watch me masturbate in person. That's always a good one when you're online.
Yeah, that stuck to the tape, Craig.
Thank you.
Yeah, I guess so.
I think there's more than that. I think there's more to it than that. Because I think that, and we all do this even with people that we meet in real life, and we discover this over time, that we put qualities that we want them to have on them.
Right, right.
And it is that sort of thing that we can attach feelings to.
Right. Yeah.
And so you can say,
these people are getting
I fell in love with someone that I haven't met yet. Is it someone or is it something in your head?
Something in your head, yeah.
That's true, Todd. Could be genuine.
Well, if you're having conversations with a person, you can see them talking the whole time. Yeah, you could probably at least fall in deep infatuation, but still, I think,
Yeah, but then there's still the, knowing more.
You're putting more on there, like you haven't seen her ass yet.
Yeah. Right.
Stand up, maybe.
Hey, you got to see the ass.
Yeah, you probably have to meet in person to know if there's a real connection. Well, you can tell.
Now, people,
the chemistry between you, the heat.
People have met online, and they get along just fine. Sure,
that works.
It's all possible.
Yeah, I think you can get a sense of whether or not you're going to get along.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is in love, you know.
Right. 67% of people believe it's possible to fall in love with someone you haven't met in real life. What I'm saying is they may not necessarily understand what they're feeling. I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, that Bumble believes that people are better at communicating what they now. Bumble believes that people are now better at communicating what they want, therefore increasing their chances of finding meaningful connections and love. They call this a trend of hardballing. That is to know what you want and not messing around with anyone that doesn't tick the boxes. It's also part of the post-pandemic dating landscape. 1 in 4, 25% of us now feel more confident about going after what they want as soon as lockdown is lifted, and over a third feel more open and easy about expressing their feelings.
Feelings. We don't have anybody single on the show. We can't relate to any of this stuff.
Now, about a third of us think that audio and video dates are now the norm, whether or not we're in a pandemic.
All right.
That sucks.
Well, you're not getting laid.
No.
You're not even sucking face.
No sucking.
Yeah. No heavy petting.
So you got to break a barrier with someone just before they'll even come and meet you in person. Like, there's one more. Like, you're not just going to meet up at a bar for the first time. Well, first, let's video conference first, and I'll see if you're worthy of actually meeting up in person.
Well, there are some certain things that are deal breakers in most relationships anyway. If you find out the person is, has bad personality traits, you know, racist, Trumper, that kind of stuff, you know. Sorry. You know what I mean?
Or they just don't
you might not want to meet them.
Enough.
You don't want to meet them.
You're not going to know that over video conference.
You're not.
If they're the stinky kid or if they got bad breath,
you don't know.
You got to be there.
I think you can get a sense.
Yeah.
If they showered, they would look unshowered, right?
Oh, just by what they say.
Oh, you could, you're right. Yeah. If you could eliminate that part, like, you believe in that, or you believe in, I don't want, you know. Have you heard the word of Jesus Christ? Okay, I don't want to meet you.
I'm good. Thank you.
I'm good, right. We don't have to meet up.
Yeah, I'm with Craig. I think you can develop a rapport with someone online, but if you want to fall in love, I think you got to meet in person.
Yep, I think so too.
See if there's a human connection there.
Now, you can be in love with the idea.
Yeah, sure. I think that's what people are saying there.
And people don't realize that they are in love with an idea rather than a person.
Right.
I will say that.
Well, that's always been the case.
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot going on with attraction under the surface, like pheromones and everything.
That's what I mean.
You don't realize.
That's true. That's why I said there's a feeling, a physical feeling between each other. You can feel the heat. Yeah. How about it, Craig?
Is there a spark there, whatever the cliche is?
Right. And the cliches are true.
Just sing it next time, will you?
Yeah. Feel the heat.
Streaming service Twitch is going to suspend users who promote violence, terrorist activities, sexual misconduct, and other harmful behavior offline.
Pussies.
The Amazon-owned platform, primarily used by gamers, will work with an experienced investigations law firm to determine the validity of claims. Accounts may be suspended for an indefinite period of time in certain situations. Additionally, the harmful offline behaviors do not need to involve another Twitch user to be considered a violation.
Yeah, those gamers can be jackasses. Yeah. Calling the SWAT team.
Yeah.
They can be. Now, there's got to be good ones out there, but I think most of them are stupid.
I'm sure Ryder played some online games, didn't he?
He didn't do it anymore.
Did you ever hear the conversation that went on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He played with his buds, though. He would also play with strangers, too.
Yeah, because I would catch Zane with...
But it was mainly that... what was that big one for a while?
Call of Duty?
No. You fly Fortnite in. Yeah, Fortnite. He was into Fortnite for a while, but he sold all that stuff. You don't want to play.
No, anymore. I witnessed a few Call of Duty conversations.
You said duty.
It was ugly.
I'm with Puss's wife when it comes to this. The deal breakers were what, Puss?
Video games or a gun.
There you go.
If I had had either, she would not have even dated me back in the day.
And she would have found that out right there on the, if you'd had to be on a FaceTime. You'd be standing there with your gun in it and your joystick.
Well, I'd have them displayed on the shelf
behind you, right? Yeah. To show your small penis, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of the guns.
Oh yeah, your Zoom background has to be all your guns. Yeah.
Right. Right. Because that's a safe way to store guns.
Right. Have them hanging there in the wall.
Sure.
Yeah.
With one in the chamber.
I wouldn't stand a chance. Be like, oh, you like Kiss, huh? Yeah. I hope you do too.
You saw the poster.
Hey, you only got to find one, Nick.
Yeah.
And you did.
True, thank God.
Does she share the love of Kiss like you do?
No, but she tolerates it.
There you go. She has to.
They would like most other things.
All of your other good qualities drown that one out.
Before the pandemic, you know, when I spent more time in the office, I was gonna decorate the office with all my guns. But I've decided not to.
Yeah, good idea.
So, plus, if you wanted
to... Fridge is happy about that, too, by the way.
What? Yeah. If you wanted to end it, you could just show up with a PlayStation under one arm and a shotgun case under the other.
Oh, she's told me.
Yeah.
She's told me that if I ever come home with a gun or a video game system, she'll just understand that that's me saying I want a divorce.
Be easier to do with that than to say it out loud. Right?
Yeah. Right. She said that. I'll just know that's the sign.
Right. Or another girl.
That would probably be pretty evident, too.
Or you bring a date home.
I think at one point you added gonorrhea to the list.
Oh, yeah, I did.
If I brought home guns, games, or gonorrhea.
Yeah. Well, because gonorrhea you get from somebody else.
Right.
So basically that's like bringing home another woman or a dude or an animal.
Right. So you just sit down and start, you're playing Madden and she's boxing up all her stuff.
Yeah. And we wouldn't have to say it.
No.
You know?
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Dutch authorities are arresting a man for stealing a couple of paintings, including one from Vincent van Gogh, that are worth more than $26 million. They detained this 58-year-old man from the Netherlands on suspicion of stealing the paintings. Both pieces of art are still missing. They're still looking for them. And one was taken from a museum just outside Amsterdam. 5 months later, another one was stolen. The thief used we're talking millions of dollars here. This is how the guy did it. He used the sledgehammer to smash through the glass front door of the museum and then left on a motorcycle.
Jesus, that's like not even that technical. I mean, it's not
at all.
You want those thief movies where they actually steal stuff. It involves, you know, guys jumping over the... Elaborate, huge plans.
This sounds like a smash and grab.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Of a Van Gogh?
Yeah.
Now, did Van Gogh, Rembrandt, all your classic artists, did they have any money when they died?
No, I think a lot of those died. A lot of them died penniless.
That's what I thought.
A lot of them did, yeah.
And then their paintings, which makes their paintings worth millions of dollars.
Nobody wanted that crap when they were alive.
Yeah. Yes, they had no idea they were going to be a world-renowned
artist. A lot of them. I don't. Like you said, we don't know much about art when it comes to that. But I think Picasso might have sold a lot of stuff when he was alive.
But it's hard to spot the instant classic.
Yeah.
Takes a while before it becomes a classic.
How about Bob Ross drinking Sprite? That's creeping me out, man.
Mountain Dew.
Whatever.
Mountain Dew. Yeah.
It creeps me out. Because I know it's that new thing.
Deep fakes.
You know, and I realized the Bob Ross company said, listen, yeah, sure, we'll take the cash.
Go ahead and deep fake him.
Yeah.
We'll take your money.
Yeah.
He's in a commercial?
Yes.
Well, it's Mountain Dew.
He paints Mountain Dew on a picture and then reaches in and grabs the Mountain Dew and starts to drink it. You could tell it's a deep fake, but it's just wild. I mean, it's really wild how it looks like him.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy. He paints the drippage on the Mountain Dew and then drinks it. Yeah.
The drippage?
Yeah.
condensation, well, some would say.
No, like drippage. That. I call it drippage.
Yeah, but you know, in real
back
life.
Back east, they call it drippage.
Bob Ross would have never been jacked up on Mountain Dew.
He couldn't have painted that quick.
No, yeah, he
wouldn't have slowed down, right?
Like a calm guy.
Yeah.
Calm and soothing.
Yeah.
And where are his paintings?
And there's a Bob,
at the Ross,
Bob Ross Museum.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Nobody like has one in their house.
He
might have gave somebody.
Very, very few. This is an odd thing. Very, very few of Bob Ross's paintings are out in the wild.
Isn't that crazy?
They have them all, three
right.
of each.
Yeah, because he,
yeah, where's
he did
the
three
museum?
For each show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He painted three for each show.
Right.
Where's the museum located?
Bob Ross Town,
Indiana.
Indiana,
yeah.
Somewhere.
Okay.
Muncie?
Yeah.
Is it?
I saw the CBS Sunday Morning Special, yeah.
All right, Joe America.
What? Hey, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, man. How you been?
I'm good. I was calling about penniless artists.
What?
Penniless artists.
Oh, okay.
Penniless. Yeah, there's local artists that are penniless. Haven't got hardly a thing to their name. And I've got a number where you can call to donate.
But, Joe, you're an artist two ways. You're a musician and an artist, a really fine artist, by the way.
He's a drummer.
Yeah.
He's
okay, you're a drummer and you're an artist. I forgot about that. But he's also an artist because he owns, he does art, yeah, and does sculptures.
I was under the impression you were doing okay and not penniless. You need some help?
Well, okay. Yeah, I'll take the help.
It's not Van Gogh stuff. He also pays people. He has a business.
Yeah,
too.
But he's got some good contracts.
I have yet to sell $1 million piece of art.
All right. Well, soon. Soon, keep cracking out the divanies. Somebody's going to buy one. Thank you, bud. His artwork is displayed all over Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. Our good friend Joe Putchender. All that stuff, those big signs, everything. The gate, that was all Joe. And he's our friend. And that pisses off Husker fans. Because he's been my friend, our friend.
Unfortunately, the only thing that would increase his statues and all of his work in value is if he went away.
He did something in around. It's true, Joe. Todd wants to kill you, Joe.
No, I don't.
Oh, you're right.
I want Joe to live forever, and I'm telling the truth about that.
So we better start getting some original Joes in case something happens, right?
Not a bad idea.
So you don't have to break into Memorial Stadium with a sledgehammer. Yeah.
He did something around...
No, we know where his shop is. We can just break in there.
He did a sign around somewhere at Kansas Football Stadium, too, he told me when I was down there. Yeah, yeah. I can't forget what it was, Joe. But
tens of people see that every Saturday.
Yeah, exactly.
He made a shuffling out of the middle of the first quarter.
Marlon Briscoe, the first black quarterback.
Oh, he does the...
in the NFL.
He does the... he did. He did.
Yeah, just like a life-size statue. I saw it at his shop.
And he's a drummer.
Yeah, he's a talented guy. Unfortunately, for artists to cash in, bad things have to happen to them.
Yeah.
He's a talented guy and a drummer.
I'm glad Joe decided to call in. He is too, I'm sure.
Okay, apparently, according to Little John here, Rembrandt was a rock star.
Oh, he made
time.
Money? Good. Yeah. Okay.
Van Gogh, penniless.
Right. I thought Van Gogh was penniless, right?
I just saw something that said Mozart had a sister who was like a musical prodigy.
Really?
And she'd get like top billing sometimes when they played, but as soon as she became old enough to become married, her dad made her stop playing.
Oh, wow.
And none of her music survived.
It was a woman.
Because they didn't record it.
No. There was no, she had no contract.
Lost the paper, it's gone.
Mozart's Sister's a great band name, isn't it?
Yeah. Rock Me Mozart's Sister.
There you go.
Hey,
Mozart, where's your sister? You know, you got that a lot.
She's married.
He would have got that from us.
Yeah. Nice piano. Where's your sister?
Paper published in the Canadian Medical Association Journal out of McMaster University says that antihistamines, what we take to deal with allergies, are among the most commonly and incorrectly used medicines worldwide. It's because of their off-label uses, including for insomnia. Benadryl, ZQL, Tylenol PM, Dramamine, Unisom, many other over-the-counter sleep medications include antihistamines.
Yeah, that's what you give the kids when you want them to go to bed.
Yeah.
Or when you're getting on a flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say to avoid the use of these medications for treating anything other than allergies, hay fever, hives. They say that this over-the-counter antihistamine medication, it helps you fall asleep faster, but it can also affect cognitive functions such as school or work performance. And get this, an overdose of antihistamines can even lead to death.
Well, don't take too many. I know people take Tylenol PM. I don't take it. I just do a melatonin if I want to sleep.
So it's more dangerous than weed.
It is.
No.
Antihistamines.
You'd be a fool not to believe that.
Now, I didn't know that. And that an overdose of antihistamines could even lead to death. They go on to say that use of antihistamines can lead to sleepwalking or other parasomnias.
Well, you use antihistamine when you have a cold, right?
More allergies.
I take Zyrtec once a day.
Doesn't
burn you out.
They say the overall quality of sleep is often not very good when you use antihistamines to fall asleep.
I don't use it to fall asleep.
Whatever, the kids stay quiet on the flight.
That's the point of this article.
Okay.
Those things make me groggy.
And they also say that most people develop a tolerance very quickly to antihistamines.
I'll take more.
Start snorting them.
Take half the bottle.
So.
Smoke some weed. Kills your kids.
No.
God, what a dumbass. There's a bunch of dumbasses coming up behind him, too, to want his gig in a couple years.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. There's an ex-Husker out there. He's an old dude, but...
He's pissed.
Yeah, he said, we are with Trump. Nebraska's with Trump. Mm. I can't remember his name. I saw it out today. He's going to run.
Apparently, he didn't note the vote count from last time.
Of the two big cities.
He didn't note that.
Yeah, no.
Well, those aren't real Nebraskans.
That's right, they're not.
Oh, that must be it.
They're the two asshole cities in the state, Omaha and Lincoln.
You mean the two cities?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they're trying to devise a way where you can't vote in Omaha or Lincoln.
Oh, yeah.
Alabama high school students are one step closer to being able to do yoga.
This was a crazy story. I saw this for about a week or so.
Yeah, I read this.
Because yoga leads to Hinduism, apparently.
It's the devil stretches.
No, yeah.
Buddhism. Leads to Buddhism.
Whatever.
I think it's Hinduism.
Yeah. No, I thought it was Buddhism.
It says
it was Hinduism.
Hindu.
Okay. Hindu, yeah.
It's not Christian.
Right.
That's the point.
That, you can bend over for Christ. It. They do it at the Catholic Church every night.
The State Senate Judiciary Committee, the Alabama State Senate Judiciary Committee, voted 5-2. Two people still wanted this. To end a ban on yoga at state schools.
Yeah,
the bill
has
already passed in the House. Yeah. Now goes for a vote before the full Senate. They banned yoga in 1993.
Right. Not that religious freedom.
Alabama's going down!
Not freedom to practice that religion.
It's a freaking exercise. It's a freaking exercise.
Yeah.
God, these states are crazy.
Downward dog is the devil.
Yes, it is. If done right, it's pretty hot.
Yeah, I don't know of many yoga classes that really concentrate on the religious aspect of it.
And who cares if they do? You know, I'm sure you can
well, if
preach
they did,
Christ
in a public school.
They're just stretching.
Right. They impart a little philosophy now and then, but mostly people do it for fitness.
Right.
That's like straight out of 1910.
When I read that a couple weeks ago, I figured Craig would eventually get to it. I kept thinking, what year is this? You can't do yoga in school?
Well, you did a story somewhere down south.
I'm old school.
We
don't need that.
A couple years ago.
But the yoga one?
Yeah. It was the same thing. Yeah. They were scared that all of Alabama is going to turn into Hindus.
Yep.
Alabama's going down!
This is how they indoctrinate the children.
Right. That's exactly what they're thinking.
It starts with the stretches.
It's just all about Christ. If you ain't Christ, you ain't nothing down there. In a lot of places.
But Christians wouldn't be limber, too.
Yeah, I don't get that. You know, a lot of people just use yoga. There's a lot of Christians out there that do yoga.
Oh, they're afraid. Yeah. They are afraid of the subliminal messaging that might be in yoga.
These
that
kind of Christians.
Turn you away from Jesus turn you into a Hindu. Turn you towards the Hinduism and send you straight to hell with the rest of this country.
Worshiping Jesus.
No. Yeah.
False idols.
Well, ask Dr. Mina if she's ever done yoga.
You're channeling your old man there. Good job, Craig.
No, it was different than
Well, just the tone and the preaching style there.
No, it wasn't his preaching style. It was one that I've seen any number of times, though.
Would your dad bum you went over to yoga at his house? Probably just because you were there.
only because I was there. Dude, what are you doing?
Weren't you just here like last month?
Tired of seeing your ass.
This is a bit much.
Really tired of seeing your ass, I mean.
And do you have a bruise on it?
Yeah, way to go, Alabama. Welcome to the new, decade?
Something.
Yoga? God, man, phone back. I bet you the Alabama football team does yoga. A lot of athletes do yoga now.
Yeah,
now they're all Hindus.
They want to win. Yep. Now they're all Hindus.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.